Welcome to the Food Files. In this episode, we are taking a hard look at the influential research being conducted at Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center. Joining us today is Dr. Ravi Jadeja.
Okay, so my project is utilization of sodium acid sulfate. Though the name sounds more chemically, it's a naturally derived antimicrobial agent. And that chemical has a unique property that it does not produce carcinogens when mixed with organic matter. And just to simplify what I just said, especially for produce industry, produce is the number one cause for foodborne illnesses right now in the country. And the produce industry heavily rely on chlorine and peracetic acid-based chemical sanitizers. But those chemical sanitizers have one big limitation, that when it comes in contact with organic matter, and produce is full of organic matter, it produces carcinogens. So people cannot use that chemical for a longer period of time, so they need to throw away that chemical. But it also causes another issue, that now you are pouring like expensive chemicals through the drain, and also you need to pay money to city, if you're in the city limit, to process that water, because that water contains chemical and you cannot directly just throw it out. So it is getting more and more complicated and expensive. So produce industry is looking for new antimicrobials. Those are not suffering from this type of drawbacks. And sodium acid sulfate is one of that type of antimicrobial. It doesn't get inactivated in presence of organic matter, and it keep killing microorganism for a longer period of time, no matter that how much organic matter you have present in the solution. So, though this project is more aiming toward the processors or packers who are actually washing produce and selling produce to consumer, but this is also important for consumer because we are hoping to reduce the foodborne illnesses with implication or like application of this antimicrobial solution, and that is going to eventually help consumers. Second thing, this is a naturally derived antimicrobial agent. So organic product, typically chlorine cannot be used for organic product, but this can be. Well, if you are using chlorine, then you need to throw away that solution very frequently, or you need to change that solution very frequently, because as soon as it gets dirty, it loses its effectiveness. So this solution, like the sodium acid sulfate, you can keep using this solution for much longer period of time. So for example, if you are throwing away, and I work with a couple of produce industry and nuts industry in California, and they throw away, or they need to actually use close to 100,000 gallons every day. And with this, there is a potential that we can reduce that amount. So I think overall, probably producers are going to end up spending less than what they are spending right now with sodium acid sulfate.
Thank you, Dr. Jadeja. As a component of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, FAPSI helps to develop successful, value-added businesses in Oklahoma to bring products, jobs, and dollars back home. To stay up to date, visit FAPSI.biz.